Mount St. Helens, a different kind of heat.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Ken, we all know that a volcano creates quite a bit of heat, but what kind of heat are you talking about this time?
Well, with the recent interest in the activity of Mount St. Helens, I'm reminded of how things heat up when you discuss the controversial topic of the age of the Earth. You know, such was the case in 1980 when Mount St. Helens erupted, leaving behind a canyon that was 1/40th the size of the Grand Canyon. You see, a mudflow created that canyon in just a few days. Now, this really did challenge the evolutionist belief that canyons were formed by rivers slowly eroding the rock over millions of years. Now, information like this was contained in a book that offered a different view on the origins of the Grand Canyon that made headlines around the world and really stirred things up recently. You see, evolutionists, including presidents of 7 geological societies, demanded that the book be banned from the Grand Canyon bookstores. And you know why? Because the book's contributors, including 4 from AIG, rejected the evolutionist view that the canyon was carved by slow erosion of the Colorado River over millions of years. Instead, Noah's flood had a lot to do with carving this canyon. You know, the real debate really goes beyond geology. The true battle is over worldviews, biblical versus evolutionist.
On our website, we'll present some fascinating information on the true age of the Earth. Go to answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.